This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, in terms of what took place on Friday's trade, we had the Nifty which held on to 11,300 and the Nifty Bank which closed with minor gains. Week to date, the Nifty and the Sensex were up around 1% and the mid-cap index was absolutely flat. In terms of cues to watch out for, the FII flow was positive, so that's an important cue. We had the FIIs that net bought around 749 crores on the 10th of October. Remember that the FIIs have net sold over 4,000 crores in October till Friday's trade. We had the DIIs that net sold around 703 crores. In terms of global cues, that would be the most important. So we have the US markets which closed higher. This is on the back of the US-China partial trade deal. And we have Asia which is reacting to that positively as well. Brent crude, however, spiked up around 2%. This is as Iran says two missiles have struck one of its tankers, and that's reflecting on the SGX, which is a bit subdued. In terms of earnings reaction, we have Infosys, which was largely in line with estimates, and we have DMart, where the revenue was up around 22%, but mildly below estimates. Lot of earnings this week, but just for today and tomorrow. For today, watch out for HUL, Delta Corp, Hathaway. And for tomorrow, watch out for ACC, SBI Life Insurance and Wipro. We also have an important listing today, IRCTC, where the total subscription is over 100 times. In terms of a lot of macro cues to watch out for, we have the IIP data, which was extremely weak for the month of August with a decline of 1.1%. We have the CPI as well as the WPI data, which is due today. For CPI, expectations are a hardening on a month-on-month basis, led by food prices. Well, yes, in terms of stocks to watch out for, we have DLF, which is clocked around 200 crores on its first day of its Ultima Phase 2 launch. Bank of Baroda in focus as P.S. Jayakumar's term ended as MD of Bank of Baroda without extension, according to sources. It's also in focus to merge Baroda Asset Management with BNP Paribas Asset Management. JSW with steel in focus as the ED on Saturday attached properties of BPCL worth over 4,000 crores in a bank fraud case. Auto stocks, many auto majors are planning to skip the auto expo this time, such as Hero Moto. Maruti, positive commentary. They've seen better retail and wholesale sales in the last 10 days as compared to last year. Cadila's API manufacturing plant at the Barsa successfully completed a USFDA inspection, and a couple of resulting reactions include Bajaj Consumer Care, Den and ITI. Well, that's all the time that we have on this market link. Thank you very much for tuning in and you have a great day. This is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.